Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. It's that time of the week, one of my favorite times of the week, because we get to talk to the Sarshon Ford Player of the Week. And it was week number 9, and what a game it was. We had it for you right here on WHBC, a thriller, a double overtime thriller. Lake gets the win, 28-27, and joining us right now via the Wakeham Way hotline and here on WHBC is our Sarshon Ford player of the game in that game, as well as player of the week, Logan Brady. Logan, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the big win. How'd that one feel the other night, man?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was awesome. You know, after these last 3 weeks, two field goals you lose by and then a pick six, some would say. You know, just finally crunching one out and finally getting one definitely felt good. It feels like we're on the right track now.
Yeah, I heard Coach DeGeorge talking to you guys after, the game the other night. He had you guys all around. And, you know, he said you guys deserve this one and you earned it. It wasn't pretty, but it's still a win. Take me through what the last 3 weeks have been like, because you've been so close in every game that you've played this year and were unable for whatever reason to come up with the big play, but then you guys were able to do that against Perry. Take me through that, and why did it change against Perry?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it starts back to the Jackson week, you know, losing off that field goal against our big rival. I remember looking across with my seniors and just everybody's emotional, you know, there's no feeling like it. You can't make that up. It's something you see in a movie. And then to go against McKinley and have like the same thing happen, everybody felt like the same in a way, but it was different. It wasn't Jackson. But then you go to Hoover, and Hoover's a must-win game, and then you lose by another field goal. And I remember sitting in the locker room, me and my buddies, and we told ourselves, we can't have this happen again. It's not going to happen. So going into Perry, we knew it was going to be a good game. There's no big winner in the Federal League right now. I think everybody's pretty evenly matched. So, you know, we just had to grit it out. And I'm really happy we had the right game plan, and we just finally were able to do it. Nobody gave up, so it was really great.
Yeah, a great game. Perry jumps out early with that wing tee, and a lot of defenses need to actually go against it first, right, to get a feel for it. You can practice against it, but your practice team, no offense, isn't going to run it the way they do, right? So they go down and score on you. You're down 7-0. Looks like they're going to score again. And then I thought the game-changing play occurred on the blocked field goal, and Mason Champagne came in and blocked it. How big of a boost and momentum changer was that for you guys?
Oh, it was definitely awesome. You know, we just got him back last week after a tough injury. He had broken thumb, kept him out a couple weeks, and it finally felt good to get him back. And, you know, he was ready to get after, make a big play, and I think that really set the tone for what we wanted to do, even though we started off really slow. Like you said, nobody can really prepare for the wing tee, because in practice you do it, it's not the same speed, but once you get to the game time, it's a lot faster. And I think everybody on defense was kind of like, whoa, surprised. But, you know, once you had that block, I think we're like, all right, we can do this. We know what we're doing, and we finally did it.
Yeah, you did it, and you were a big part of it on offense, defense, special teams. Let's give everybody the numbers that's tuning in and watching here on Facebook why Logan Brady was our player of the game. 3 rushes for 27 yards and a touchdown. We'll get to that a little bit later. 13 solo tackles on defense from his linebacker position, 14 total tackles, and that 14th one was huge. A key stop on the two-point conversion is what I'm referencing there. A kick return for 19 yards, a punt return for 3 yards. So you play almost every play of every game, Logan. How are you able to physically and mentally handle that and go through everything you've gone through the last 3 weeks and rise to the occasion like you did in this big win over Perry, 28-27?
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the year, it was tough because, you know, you're not really ready for the 4 quarters. But as the season's progressed, I feel like I've become more in shape and everything. And like you said, I'm playing a lot, so I got to condition on my own on the weekends. I got to find time separately because I want to be out there on the field, because I think with me out there, and not only me, but all the rest of the seniors, everybody's playing, we have a great shot to win. So, you know, I'm just trying to do my own thing, but help the team as, in as many ways as I can. So just got to keep doing what I'm doing.
Obviously, in each of your roles, you're helping the team. But I want to ask you about the leadership role because Coach DeGeorge and I talked. You guys are playing seven sophomores in starting roles, either on offense, defense, or special teams. So how much have you taken them under your wing, if you will, because you know they're a big part of this football team, and they played roles in the win last night, and you've got another game left plus the playoffs.
Yeah, I actually have a little brother in that grade, and my brother Evan, he's alongside me on the defense, so I already have that little like brother in me, so I feel like I'm good friends with all of his friends now because I've known him for a long time, so I feel like they can trust me, and they look to me as a good leader, and I'm just trying to show them the right way because only though I have a couple or a few games left, I'm hoping I can show them the right way and like the blue streak way, so once I'm gone and I come back and watch, they're still winning, and we're doing something special, so I'm showing them the right ways.
How much more important was it for you to win this game? Because it might be your last game as a senior at Lake Blue Streak Stadium. It was senior night, the victory bell. You get to ring that one more time at least. How important was that to you and your other seniors?
Yeah, it was everything. I could tell everybody was emotional from the start. It was kind of quiet all week on our half of the locker room. Everybody knew what we wanted to do. It was the last chance for us seniors to possibly get to play there. So a lot of emotions going into it, but after the bell, I looked at my buddies, you know, a couple tears dropped, but it was happy tears, so I can't complain too much.
Logan Brady is our guest, our Sarshon Ford player of the game on Friday night, our player of the week as well. Double overtime win, 28-27 over Perry. And Logan, take me through the final seconds in regulation, though, man. It was like deja vu all over again, was it? Perry setting up, right? Take me through what's going through your mind as that's happening.
Yeah, so they were driving down the field. I had flashbacks to Hoover because they had the same thing when they had Drew Logan going down the field. They just kept feeding the ball. We couldn't stop them. They had a great running back from Perry, so they kept giving them the ball. But luckily we had a couple flags, so the ball got pushed back, and then they had one. Kicked it, went straight through. You know, everybody's head dropped with the flag out or thrown out. So we had a little hope, moved him back. He missed it, luckily. Everybody was excited, and then overtime happened, and I mean, it was like I said earlier, it's just like a movie. Like, you can't make it up. It's crazy.
I was standing directly underneath that goalpost. So the two officials are right in front of me, one on either side of me. And there was no doubt about it, no hesitation. The flag came out, and he did. He boomed that one through with plenty of distance, too. So I'm thinking, oh, 5 yards isn't going to make that much of a difference in distance. Just can he get it between the uprights? But it was well short. All right, so you go to overtime. Sigh of relief. Everybody exhales, right? What was Coach's message to you guys as you were huddling up going into the first overtime?
Just stay calm and stay true to ourselves. We have a great defense. Our offense was playing well at the end of the game. We were driving. I think, like you said, you just got to stay within ourselves and just believe in one another. And I think at the end of the game, it showed pretty true.
Yeah, it did. They score first, though, in the overtime. So you guys know now that you have to score a touchdown and kick the extra point. It didn't take long. That's where you come into play. That was your big offensive play. So was that something you guys were saving for a special situation, or is that just a typical play where you come in motion and take it and you dance all the way into the end zone?
It was just something we worked in practice all week on. It didn't have to be towards me, but I think they knew I had the energy. I'm used to playing offense, and we had great blocking. We saw on film that we could run it, so we just did it, and it worked perfectly with good blocking.
Yeah, I don't think you were touched. So we're tied up. We're going into a second overtime. You guys get the ball first there. And it was a dicey situation, fourth and goal. And you got to score there, obviously, a touchdown, because you're thinking, well, we don't score, Perry's going to win this thing. So take me through that second overtime on offense. Then we'll get to defense.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't play much that. I got one carry and then I was out because we have a great running back as well with me. And, you know, we're at the fourth down yard, maybe two. We were sitting there like a field goal, probably not going to win it against a great Perry offense that has been driving down, especially on the first possession. So we knew we had to go for it. We put our jumbo set in. It was a great package. Found the hole. Everybody blocked great. And Matt got in. So it was a great experience.
Talk a little bit about what Matt means to this team. He's the bell cow, the featured running back, Matt Solberger there. And he scores the game-winning touchdown there.
Yeah, he's a great leader, especially for the junior class. You can look at us as seniors, but you haven't been friends with everybody since high school or for high school. But with the juniors, he's been closer to the sophomores more. And then for the juniors, I think they respect him because he's been putting in the work and he's doing everything he can to help the team. And he's not afraid to get on guys, which is what I like about him. You know, he's not afraid to call somebody out. And I think everybody respects that about him.
Before we get to the final play on the 2-point conversion, Kel Jarvis, as a sophomore coming in, leading this team, he's had his ups and downs, which comes with youth. That just happens. But to see him excel in that game, throwing and handling the offense there, the future's pretty bright at Lake with him at quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, when he's out there throwing great balls, I get flashbacks of Jake Eccles. He was really great, so I see a little Jake Eccles in him right now.
Oh, that's outstanding. All right, so Perry scores the touchdown, and Joseph Schwartzer is the kid you guys couldn't stop, right? So he gets the touchdown. So we look over as a media member on the field, sideline reporter, we look over at the sideline, and they're not bringing the kicker out. Did you guys know at that point, too, you kind of felt that they were going to go for 2 points there?
It was a weird thing. I'm telling you, when I looked over at our sideline, I was waiting for, like, the call. But then I looked over at their sideline. I didn't see, like, the field goal or the whatever it's called, tee to come out.
Right.
So I knew they were going for two, and everybody kind of reacted at the same time. They were like, all right, this is everything we've been waiting for. We need to get this one. We looked over, got the call, and luckily made the stop.
So Schwarzer gets the ball again. Give me your viewpoint. You're the linebacker. Where are you shooting a gap, or are you keeping your eyes on him? Take me through that, because you were a big part of making sure he doesn't get in the end zone for the 2-point conversion in the win.
I mean, we knew they were definitely going to run the ball. I feel like they've been doing it all game. Why stop now? I followed my guards. He came out to me. I tried to jack him. He got a piece on me, but I saw the hole open up. I filled down. Everybody kind of collapsed at the same time. So it was pretty great. It was a group tackle. We stopped him at like the half yard line. So, you know, emotions were running high. I went over and hugged my defensive coordinator, Coach Count. It was just great.
Yeah, a fantastic finish. And for people that haven't seen it, they can go to our Facebook page at WHBC's Facebook page. I had the goal line stop on video, as well as the chaos that ensued with the fans coming down from the stands and celebrating, and also Coach DeGeorge's message to you guys after the game. All right, so it's a hell of a win. Congratulations on the player of the week, but that's in the rearview mirror now, right? It's all, you know, focus ahead. You've got one regular season game left in the playoffs. So give me your thoughts on what that win could mean to you guys moving forward.
It means everything, honestly. You get a lot of energy going into the playoffs. Green's a great team. They've had a tough losses like we have. A lot different from Perry, though. Spread them out, pass it all over the place. Like Perry, you're just going to run the ball down your throat. So it's a lot of work on, but if we win this, I think we're going to be in a great spot to be in the playoffs, get a good matchup. So a lot of positives to look for if we win.
Well, best of luck against Green and in the postseason. Who knows? We'll see you down the road again, maybe on WHBC radio or TV or our stream game. We wish you nothing but the best, and congratulations on being our Sarshone Ford Player of the Game and Player of the Week.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Logan Brady, our Player of the Week, and what a game he had, and he helped his team finish it off with that big stop on the 2-point conversion, and they beat Perry 28-27. And again, his numbers, 27 yards rushing and a touchdown, 14 total tackles. He had the one big stop there with his teammates on the 2-point conversion, a kick return, a punt return. So this guy did a little bit of everything in a great win for the Lake Blue Streaks. All right, we'll get a break in right now. We'll come back with more of the Kenny and JT Show right after this. Stay with us.